It's 10 minutes past 11. I'm Walter Parker, and Olga Kern joins me in the VPR Classical Studios. Good morning, Olga.
Good morning.
Glad you could take time out. I'm sure you have a rehearsal as soon as you leave here, probably.
Yes.
Well, glad you could make it. Now, you, of course, came to international attention, winning the 2001 Van Cliburn International Competition. Actually, I believe you shared the gold medal.
Yes.
There were two gold medalists that year. And so that's something that we'll talk about in a bit because you're starting your own competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about that in a bit. But first, I'd like to ask you about your musical family because the way it reads, it sounds like you had almost no choice about becoming a pianist.
No, no. It was always, you know, for me, there was no other even possibilities because I grew up in the family of musicians. My both parents are pianists, and I heard piano music since I was born. Actually, probably I heard music already in my mother's belly when she was pregnant with me. She was playing a lot, and I must say that I heard some of the pieces while I was waiting to be born. When I was, you know, 14 years old, I was learning Rachmaninoff, the third concerto, and it was very easy for me. For some reason, just in 2 weeks, I already knew the piece, and I was like, how is it possible? Everyone is saying it's one of the most difficult pieces for piano repertoire. And I asked my mom, I said, why it feels like it's already a kind of like familiar piece to me, you know? And then she said, maybe because when I was pregnant with you, I was playing Rachmaninoff third. So I definitely believe in this because my son, who is 16 right now and is playing piano wonderfully, and he's studying at Juilliard Pre-College, he loves to play Schubert and Brahms. And when I was pregnant with him, I was playing a lot of Schubert and Brahms.
I'm so, sure there's something to that.
Definitely. And, you know, growing up in such a, you know, music atmosphere where I always wanted to play piano because I always heard, you know, my mother plays and her students and always piano music. So I was in love with the piano as an instrument. And, of course, that a lot of generation of musicians in my family, that was also helping. I think it's already in the blood, you know, that music, love for music is in the blood because my grandfather is a professor of oboe, very famous professor of oboe in Moscow. A lot of his students are playing all over the world. And when I'm playing with orchestras, with the symphonies in the different parts of the world, I meet his students, you know, for example, Chicago Symphony principal oboist is a grandfather's student. Actually, now he is playing principal at the San Francisco Symphony. So in Cape Town, principal oboe in Munich, a lot of places in Russia, in many orchestras in Russia. So it's great to, you know, to feel that I'm not alone, you know. It feels like a big family because my grandfather always was very into, you know, his work, and his students were like his children. So they always loved him, and he just passed away, and I still have so many friends, and it feels really great. And his mother, my great-grandmother, she was a singer, a mezzo-soprano, and she was performing a lot. And quite many times she was performing with Rachmaninoff. Rachmaninoff was accompanying her.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
Her
mother, my great-great-grandmother, she was a pianist and very good friend of Tchaikovsky. And we have absolutely unique photos and letters from Tchaikovsky to her. And it's such a treasure. And my father just gave some of it to the Museum of Tchaikovsky in Moscow. So just to share, you know, with all people what we have. I think it's just a very interesting letters. And
well, that's a remarkable family pedigree that you have with the connections to Tchaikovsky and Rachmaninoff and now orchestras around the world from your grandfather who taught oboe.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, we'll speak more with Olga Kern, who will play the Grieg Concerto with the Vermont Symphony tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock at the Flynn Center. I'm Walter Parker, and Olga Kern is my guest in this hour. And we were speaking about your very musical family, your ancestors who were prominent musicians in Russia. But now you have a son who has been studying at the Juilliard Pre-College for some years now.
Oh, yes.
And you are going to Italy next week to perform the Mozart Double Concerto with your son.
Yes, it's very exciting. We perform together not so often, I must say, because I have a very busy schedule myself. So, and he, of course, he has school. So when we have a chance to do something like that, it's always so exciting. I was always waiting for the right pianist to perform Mozart Double Concerto. It's one of my favorite concerti.
So you had to give birth to one.
And finally, yes, finally I... It's my own son.
Vladislav
Kern, yes. And he's a senior at the pre-college Juilliard this year. So he's finishing this year. So he was very busy the whole year. And it's exciting that we play Mozart Double Concerto next week in Milan. And then we have another couple of concerts together, just a solo recitals in the summer festivals. So I'm looking forward for that as well. And we did this kind of programs before. We never played together with the orchestra yet. So that would be the first time. And I'm sure it will be not the last time because it's really great and easy to work with him. And we understand each other. You know, we are breathing and we understand each other, so we don't even need to really think about anything. We just play and we know it's going as it must be. So that is great. I'm looking forward so much to this.
Now, he has lived much of his life in the United States, hasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he's a New Yorker, definitely.
So when you're at home, do you speak Russian? Or
yes, we speak Russian, yes. We just got our American citizenship. So finally, after 15 years in the United
Congratulations.
States. Thank you.
We're glad to have you.
It's fantastic. I'm very happy and I can vote this year. So this is exciting. He's been in New York for at least, 7 years. And he started his studies in Moscow, Central Music School, and the same school where I went to. So he started there and he continued in New York and in one of the best schools in the world at Juilliard. And now he's thinking to go to college somewhere in Europe. So I think it's really important because for the musician, you really need to feel all the different cultures. You need to experience the different parts of the world and music, different art. I think it will be absolutely great for him.
Well, before we talk about competitions, because they've played a large role in your career, and you're starting your own in the fall. But before we get to that, let's listen to a little more music. Let's listen to another transcription by Rachmaninoff of music by his sometimes duo partner, violinist Fritz Kreisler.
Yeah, it's can I just say one story, which is absolutely great with Rachmaninoff and Kreisler. When they were performing, they performed quite a lot together. So where they were at a Carnegie Hall concert, Kreisler was always one of these types who never wanted to practice. Everything was just easy for him. And for Rachmaninoff, of course, everything was easy, but he was a very serious musician, so he really wanted to practice, and everything must be in a perfect way. And, of course, they didn't rehearse much because Kreisler didn't want that. So they're playing Grieg Sonata at Carnegie Hall on a beautiful, Stern auditorium. And suddenly, Kreisler forgot where he is, I mean, in the middle of a Greek sonata, and then he's turning his head towards Rachmaninoff and asking, "Sergei, where are we?" And Rachmaninoff looked at him while playing, and he was so angry, and he said, "Where? At Carnegie Hall."
I'm Walter Parker, and Olga Kern is my guest in this hour on VPR Classical. And it's regularly mentioned that you won the 2001 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, and that
yes.
did a great deal to launch your career, although you'd already won some other competitions.
Yes.
The Rachmaninoff International Competition when you were 17,
yes.
I believe.
Yes.
So competitions played a large role in getting your career going, and now it's coming full circle because you're starting your own Olga Kern International Piano Competition.
Yeah.
Which will take place this fall in New Mexico.
Yes.
Why New Mexico? How did that come about?
Yeah, you know, I have been to New Mexico many times, and I played with the New Mexico Philharmonic for many years since I won Van Cliburn, and I love that area, and I have a lot of friends in the orchestra and just the friends who live there. So it's a very special place. And nature in general is always giving me such a big inspiration for performances. And that nature definitely gives me a special inspiration. The sun is always shining there. It's always just a beautiful, a very optimistic place. You know?
So be in Albuquerque?
Albuquerque. And I'm sure that the next competition after the first one, we will also be working together with Santa Fe because both communities are very interested to, you know, be close to that very special project there. So how it started last year after I performed with New Mexico Philharmonic, director of the orchestra and one of the big donors, they asked me if I would like to consider to give my name to a project which they were thinking about to launch there, which is a piano competition. And I said, I will be very happy to do that if the competition will be really in that best possible level and very serious, and if it will help education in New Mexico, if it will help education everywhere because of that competition, and if we will really find the right, you know, great star, the new talent, I will be very happy to give my name. So this is how it started. And now it's not just I gave the name, but I also involved with a lot of, you know, preparations. And I was asked to be an artistic director. So I helped them to prepare the right repertoire and everything what concerned about the music. And my great friend, wonderful composer, British composer, Rory Boyle, wrote a special piece, obligatory piece, which will be a special piece for the competition. So that is very exciting as well. And, yeah, the competition is getting really a lot of interest from all over the world. And we already start our application a process. It's open, and the deadline is middle of June, and the competition will be in Albuquerque, as we say, 13th to 20th of November this year. So, it's a really serious competition. We will have a special audition jury, which will listen to the videotapes. And then they will find the right 25 contestants who will come to Albuquerque, and they will stay in the host families, similar to Cliburn competition, because I as you said, I have a lot of experiences to perform in the competitions and also to be a jury member as well. So I know a lot of, you know, good sides, bad sides. So I try to do the best for this competition. So I know how important for the competitors to be comfortable, to be with the right people, and to practice, to sleep, to eat, and just concentrate on the music and to perform and for the performances. So these 25 people will stay in the host families. They will have beautiful pianos because Steinway is the official piano of the competition, and they will deliver wonderful pianos. And actually, in very soon, in the end of May, I will be choosing two pianos which will go the big concert grand pianos, D, Model D. In New York, I will choose one American, one Hamburg, and they will be both delivered for the competition, for the stage, for the you know, contestants to choose between American and German Hamburg Steinways. So this is what we are planning, and as I say, there is a lot of interest, a lot of volunteers who wants to help, and I was just there performing with New Mexico Philharmonic in March, and there is really a huge excitement in that community, and I'm very happy that I'm part of it. And you know, I feel so great that we already have a lot of people, a lot of presenters who wants to present a winner of Olga Kern International Piano Competition. So a winner will have a lot of engagements, which is the most important thing. Of course, it will have also a prize money. But I think the most important is recording, which we are also giving to the first prize winner, and a lot of engagements all over the world. And I'm just so happy to know that a lot of people is interested, and they trust me, and then they know that we will have really a special, great rising star, a great young talent.
Well, people can find out about that at your website, olgakern.com.
Yes.
Has all the information about the competition, and they can check that out. If they want to get in, there's still a little time to get your application in. And how often do you hope to hold this competition?
Each 3 years, I think it's perfect, because then a competition can manage the first prize winner for the first 2 years, and then you know, just to have enough financial base and everything just to prepare for the next competition. I think it's smart not to have it every year, not to rush. So we are planning every 3 years.
Well, good luck with the competition.
Thank you.
Olga Kern is my guest. I'm Walter Parker, and Olga, have you ever worked with Jamie the Rado before?
No, not yet. I know him for a long time, of course. I mean, he's an amazing musician, and I was looking for the opportunity to work with him. So that is a perfect chance, and so I'm looking forward for tomorrow's concert very much.
Now, is the Grieg Concerto one that you played since you were a little girl, or is this one that entered your repertory a little later?
It's a little later piece. You know, usually a Grieg Concerto should be in the repertoire of a pianist since young age, but I played all of Rachmaninoff concerts when I was little, so it came after Rachmaninoff, I must say, and it was my grandfather's favorite concerto, so it was like a special gift for him when I learned it, and I always remember him when I played. So this is a gorgeous piece. Rachmaninoff himself learned so much from Grieg. It was one of his favorite composers, and we can hear in his concerto number one, his first concerto and piece he wrote, it's Opus 1, so much influence from Grieg Concerto. The same form, the same structure, same melodical understanding, same big cadenza in the first movement. Everything is so similar. And as we know, we have a recording of Rachmaninoff's playing Grieg Sonata with Fritz Kreisler. We know his approach and how much he really felt for Grieg's music. So I always, every time I play Grieg, it's a really amazing experience because a Grieg concerto is a masterpiece. And how he approached piano and that incredible cadence in the first movement, and then that beauty of the sounds in the second movement, there is so much beautiful tones and colors for the piano, and I absolutely love that second movement. There's just so much you can do on the piano there, and it's so beautiful. So, and it's, you know, very, very famous piece. Everyone knows it and everyone loves it. It's similar to Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody in the Timpe Paganini, you know. So it's always a joy to play this kind of pieces, and Grieg is a very special concerto.
Well, we look forward to that tomorrow night at the Flynn Center in Burlington. Olga Kern playing the Grieg Piano Concerto in A Minor with the Vermont Symphony. Jamie Laredo conducting. You can get all the details at vso.org and find out about any remaining tickets. Thank you very much, Olga, for stopping by today.
My pleasure.
Good luck tomorrow night. I'm
Thank
looking
you.
Forward to it.
Wonderful.
Olga Kern.
Me too. Thank you.